All right, gentlemen, Shavua Tov Mivorach.
And Chodesh Tov Mivorach.
And Chodesh Tov Mivorach. And
Tzom Kal.
Oh, yes, Tzom Kal. We have to mention that together, didn't we? And happy Bar Mitzvah, Sabotage. And let's see. So we got up to the Mishnah. However, we did not, unfortunately, did not complete the previous sugya because we were going through the various issues of how the moon looked, but we didn't deal with the question of Lion Hayanote, what direction the crescents, in other words, the edges of the crescent, which direction did they face? Now, that is a rather simple issue. The issue is defined by two factors, and that is the angle of the ecliptic at that particular point of the year, and the distance between the orbit of the moon and the ecliptic at that particular point in the cycle. A very lovely illustration that will make it as clear as could be is on page Memches, and illustration number Tzadik Beis, Tzadik Gimel, and Tzadik Dalet, where they have a representation of the moon at three different times of the year, which I'll give it to you in a moment. I'll explain it first. You have Nisan, Tammuz, and Tishrei here. And in each one of the pictures, they show the moon at the different points where it would be, whether it's on the ecliptic, or whether it's to the north of the ecliptic, or whether it's to the south of the ecliptic, which can only vary by 5 degrees, as I explained about 1,000 times. And if you take a look at these pictures, you will see that the resultant crescent will be facing different directions. So there even is a point of the year in which the crescent would actually face to the north. Pass it around. Tzadik Beis, Tzadik Gimel, and Tzadik Dalet. Do we have the ones for the president here? That's another copy of this. Daf Memchet. Okay, but you can understand it yourself. I mean, it's obvious that depending on the angle that the sun is making as it's coming down, which is the same angle that the moon is making as it's coming down, you're going to have the different amount of offset between where the moon is in the sky and where the sun is during that period, which the window of its visibility is. As if it's directly above it and so on, you have a much smaller window. Inside you have a larger angle. And not only do you have a larger angle, but you also have a different shape of the crescent. Okay? Because that's furthermore, the other issue is going to be how much on the ecliptic is the moon. And that's a function of how far off the orbit of the moon is from the ecliptic. At that point, it's very obvious. It's just nice to see a picture, but the theory of it is quite clear. So those two issues, the angle of attack of the sun as it's setting, and the moon, and the distance of the moon from the line of the ecliptic. Very good. Okay. The ecliptic... No. The red line. The white line is the equator, is the celestial equator. They're showing you due east, basically, and how far north or how close to due east. They don't bother showing you that. Oh, they do. I didn't realize. There's another one. There we go. There's another two. I didn't even look. So they also show it to you if it's in Tufat Teves. I was wrong. They have all four that you have. Fine. No, I thought they just chose examples. I was wondering, the first time somebody didn't do a chart where they had every possibility on the chart. I should look at the next page. Fine. So with that, I think we have finished basically the story of the previous Mishnah, and now Sabadash can give us a rousing...
Zuk the Heilige Mishnah.
Ma'aseh sheba'ushnai, v'omru reinu shachrit v'mizrach, v'arvit v'marach. Once two Adam came, and they said that we saw the old moon in the east in the morning, and then we saw the new moon in the night in the west setting, which is all very nice, except for the fact that we said before that for 24 hours the moon is not going to be visible, and therefore this is an impossibility. It truly is an impossibility. So that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, when he heard this, said, "Look, these guys are crazy. They made a sheker, and they're obviously liars. Such thing can't ever happen." Kishabo leYavna. Then they come to Yavna, and Rabbi Gamliel accepted their testimony. No, that was a question whether you're over on Losana on this issue. By the way, we spoke about the Dafka Losana Bereyer. Anyway, they came to Yavna. And Rabbi Gamliel accepted the testimony. It's crazy. How could he have accepted the testimony? This we're going to take a look in the Gemara. There was another Maisa, the Od Bo Shnayim Vamu Renu Bizmano. We saw it on the day that Bizmano means at the day of the Ibur, and it's on the 30th day. Everybody's looking now. And the next night, night of the 31st, and it's not visible. The president is out there, and they got their telescopes up, and it's not visible. Nonetheless, I mean, it was macabre.
They didn't say that.
They didn't say that. That was the fact. This is ridiculous. What do you mean, Kibla and Rabbi Gamliel? They're obviously Eidei Shekerim. What are they going to say? The woman gave birth. They testify the woman gave birth. And the next day, we see her stomach is between her teeth. That's how pregnant she is. So she obviously didn't give birth, right? So too, we're talking about the pregnancy of the month and so on. You're claiming that it already gave birth. We saw the new moon, and it's obvious to all that it wasn't there. Rabbi Yoshua, I think you're right. How can we be macabre testimony when it's clear that it turned out? Indeed, we only found that out the next night, but it was a mistake. Now, this was a very nogea testimony, because it was nogea when Rosh Hashanah was, and when Yom Kippur was, and so on. So Rabbi Gamliel said, look, I'm telling you right now, you are to show up at the Nesiyut on the 11th of Tishrei, according to my cheshbon, which is the 10th of Tishrei, and your cheshbon, which is Yom Kippur. And I want to see you drive up my driveway with your wallet in your pocket and your cell phone in your hand, and not playing any games to pretend it's Yom Kippur. So goes Rami, I want to see you carrying your stick and your wallet on Yom HaKippurim Shechaliot B'cheshbontcha. That's all we need is for every time they can harry. I don't care who you are. You may be the Av Bezdin, which he was, and you may be greater than me in Torah, but I am the Nasi, and this is the way the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin Paskin, and I want to see you on Yom Kippur in my house. So, Halach, Matzor Rabbi Akiva, Mitzar, this actually was in Gemara, means Rabbi Akiva went. It was his Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua, found him really, really upset. So Marlo, he said to him, Yeshli la'amech komasha servang amliel asuri. I can show you from a pasik. Now you have nothing to worry about. It makes no difference whether Gamliel was right or wrong. Because anyway, the Yontav is going to follow what he said and not what the truth is. Whenever you're korei them, that's when you're korei them. Ben bizmanan, ben shalom bizmanan. I don't care whether it was the right time, whether it was the wrong time. Ein li moadot ela elu. These are my moadim. As the Rambam puts it, the same one who was mitzava on the moadim in the first place is mitzava when to keep the moadim. That's what he's saying. Keep it the way Bezdin says. What are you saying? What, you believe there's a different moed? The moed is a creation of what God wants. This is how he said to keep the moed. What's your problem? So then Rabbi Yeshua came to Rabbi Dusa ben Hurkanis. Dusa ben Hurkanis said, look, Im ba'in anu laduna achar beitino sharam gamliyo. Tzuchim anu laduna achar kol bezdin and bezdin sharam ad miyamot mashar rabbin adach shav. But what are you going to say? That wasn't said on this bezdin because they're a bunch of jerks. I mean, so you could say that about any bezdin in all the time of from the time of Moshe. Shema v'yal Moshe v'yaron nadav aviyu v'shivim nizikne Yisrael. Right? Now I ask you, giving everybody's name, why didn't you give the name of the 70? I mean, it's the nice, important people. Give me the 70 names. Lama lo nitparshu shvot. I'm just kidding. You know who they are? Does anybody know who they are? El Lamei, therefore comes to tell me that Kol Shloshah V'Shloshah Asham Dud Beit Din HaYisrael HaKarei Beit Din Shemashah. You could say, what do you mean? This guy's as great as Nadav Aviyu. No, but how about Mr. 68, Joe Schmo? Maybe he wasn't even as smart as your local rabbi. He was on Meish Rabbeinu's Bezdin. So how do you know that your guy, Joe, is not smarter than Joe Schmo? He was good enough for that, Sanhedrin. Maybe he's good enough for this. So, Rabbi Yeshua went ahead, Natal Maklo, Natal Biyato, took his cell phone in his hand, Halach Le'Yavna, Eitz Rabbi Gamliel, B'yom Shechal, Yom HaKippur, L'yot B'cheshbono, and sure enough, he shows up in the Bezdin in Yavna, on the day of Yom Kippur, according to his cheshbon, his 10th of Tishrei, according to him, that month started a day later. And he came on the 11th. What was the 11th on the correct calendar? Amad Rabbi Gamliel and the Shekhar, Rosh Rabbi Gamliel stood up and kissed him on his head. Amar lo bo b'shalom rabbi v'talmidi. You're my Rebbe in Chokhmah, but you're my Talmidi. Shekibalta Dvorah. Tanya Omar Lam Rabbi Gamliel Chachomi.
In this case, by the way, so it must have been Rabbi Gamliel made the Rosh Hashanah on the day that you always had a Kabbalah would be there, Thursday, rather than like we had Kabbalah there, so it's Rosh Hashanah that we never had from the time of Ezra.
That right, but, yeah, but that we saw that Litzarech, we would be Ma'av.
Litzarech, but not.
Yeah, they made it at the Lachos. He was trying to make it Chos. Yeah. Tanya Omar Lam Rabbi Gamliel Chachomi. You say that it's impossible, and I tell you, Kach mekublani mi beit avi abba, pa'amim sheba ba'aruka, u'pa'amim sheba b'ktzara. There are no rules about this issue. Now, again, this is an extremely complex sugya. What really happened is the issue, why he was mekabel the edus, and what pa'amim ba'aruka, pa'amim sheba b'ktzara has to do with his response. The pashtus of the Meisim, which has it that it was the same morning that they had seen the old moon, and that night that they saw the new moon, is in fact an impossibility. So that it cannot be that you could see with that window of time both the old and the new moon. So therefore, if that's really the case, and that's how the Rambam understood it, that's how Rashi understood it, so the Rambam gives a beautiful explanation. The Rambam says, look, in reality the reason that he was makabel the testimony is because basically these Edim came in and said, we saw two things. We saw someone driving a red sports car, and we saw the moon, the new moon, that night. In which case, Rabbi Gamliel says, well, I have absolutely no interest in the red sports car, but I will be mityaches to your testimony about the new moon. So for them to talk about the old moon in the morning is totally irrelevant, isn't part of their testimony, and therefore couldn't care less. Yeah, whatever. So we don't need to consider that issue. It's not part of the testimony. Rabbi Gamliel knew, and everybody was shocked, because they knew that it was actually a very short time from the Molad. So he said, look, as far as that's concerned, there's no rule about this issue, because sometimes the moon moves faster than it does at other times. I pointed out to you again many times, that's because moving in an ellipse means that there's totally different speeds at different points in the orbit, and because of that, you cannot give a cloud. So as far as this issue is concerned, who cares what they say they saw in the morning? Okay? Others learn. They say they saw something in the morning. Okay, that was a mistake. Look, we would get witnesses to say they saw something that they didn't really see, according to those sheet as a whole, that you can, you're ma'ayim ala Aden, right? So if I know that today has to be Rosh Chodesh in order to avoid the problems of Yom Kippur and so on and so forth, so what's I have over here a pair of Aden? So what am I going to do now? Make them false Aden because something that they're saying, so they saw a cloud that looked like the moon in the morning. No, so therefore what? What does that have to do with the question of the night? The other explanation of the Mishnah is indeed marvelous. And that explanation of the Mishnah, which some of the Rishonim of Meiri brings, is that when they say they saw it in the morning, they're talking about the morning of the previous day, that there were 36 hours, okay? So that the new moon, the old moon was visible in the morning of the previous day, and then 36 hours later, they saw the new moon. Now, according to the Pshatim that say that the 20, this, and this is the reality, again, but the Baal HaMor's Pshat, the way the Rambam learns, and so on, we saw before, for 24 hours the moon is invisible, actually means for 24 hours on either side of the Mola. The moon is generally invisible. That's true. There are, however, rare occasions of sightings. And it's very interesting. Speaking to you guys in Joburg, one of the most famous of those sightings was in South Africa, in which the new moon was visible 36 hours exactly after the last sighting of the old moon. And this was because of a very unique confluence of events, but it can happen. Now, what's interesting is that the event that took place in South Africa, somebody wrote a pirush on the Rambam, called Hilchos Kiddushah Chodesh in the Rambam, actually ran a computer simulation backwards into time, and found that that exact event took place in Eretz Yisrael at the time of Rabbi Gamliel of Yavne, and had taken place another time during his grandfather, Rabbi Gamliel Hazokin, who was the one who said, as we'll see in the Gemara, Kach mekublani mi beit avi, I have for my grandfather a Messiah, that such a thing is possible. So if you have that, it's amazing, and it hadn't happened for hundreds of years before that. So it wasn't that people were remembering that such a thing is shire. So it works out beautifully. So if the Maitse, if you hold that that's the meaning of the Gemara, that it means 36 hours, not that it means 12 hours, So then it really is possible. And then it would explain why everybody thought he's crazy, and he's bringing this Kabbalah that knows.
It's the opposite of what it means, slow instead of fast. But
yeah, no, that part is very, that part is true. The slow and fast is extremely important because the unique circumstances that make that possible.
But we thought the unique thing of making it fast, we're talking about is unique that made it slow.
That's fast.
It's over a 2-day period, not over one day.
You're talking about seeing the new one and the old one within 36 hours. That's very rare. Right, extremely rare. But again, in modern times, there was exactly such a sighting. That's a very fast sighting. You know, I told you, there's amateurs all over the world, people that sit and wait to see the new moon or to give that on where the... Because again, nobody really knows. That's the power. It's really important to get this data because there's no real algorithm. Even today, every couple of years, somebody comes up with a new brilliant algorithm. But nothing has been absolutely tested to see that it's really going to hold true over, you know, a couple of thousand years, because
it's the moon.
Yes, but it's so insanely complex.
It's incredible.
Isn't that amazing? Again, because you're talking about orbital motions where there's a lot of different effects that need to be taken into consideration, need so much computing time to be modeled, and there's no simple algorithm for them, because you're talking about complexity that doesn't boil down to some simple algorithm. It's amazing. Ad Hayom, if you take a look, you try to find data, you know, go to a website, and they'll say, okay, you could try it with this, try it with this algorithm. This one has been shown to be accurate, but not over a long term yet. This one has been, and I'll give you like the different data for the different art. It's amazing. All right. So in any event, so he went ahead, he was Makabal and Refai. So Omer Rabbi Yochanan, my time of the day, Rebbe, what exactly, because Rabbi Yochanan was friends, basically. I mean, he had not Rabbi Gamaliel, but you're talking about base Rebbe, a grandson, so this is base Rebbe, this is where Rebbe came from. What were they thinking in terms of where's the remez of the Torah to what they were thinking? It says, Bava HaMelech points out, that we read this on Rosh Chodesh, Asaya Reach Lemoadim, Shemesh Yadam Mevo, the sun knows what it's doing, but the moon doesn't know where it's going. So Shemesh Yadam Mevo, but Yareach Lo Yada. It's a reference either to the sun and the moon themselves in a humorous kind of way, or God knows what they're doing, or man knows what they're doing, the way he's explaining. Now, once Rabbi Shia was walking along, and Chazil Asira, Davikari, Bitsafid Asavatisha, he sees the moon up in the sky on the 29th of the month in the morning, the old moon. So he grabs a piece of flint, Shoko Kalapatak, but he starts throwing things at the moon. Get the heck out of here! This is the Lulurta Beinim LeKedushibach. We need to do Kiddush HaKodesh tonight in order to make sure that we don't have a problem with Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, and this and that. And Ba'at Kaina Tachar, you're sitting up there, everybody's going to see you, make idiots out of us. They'll say it couldn't possibly be Rosh Chodesh. We saw the old moon this morning. I'm zealous me. Go cover yourself, will you, please? Okay, so again, Rashi is troubled by this. It's according to the way that he was learning earlier. When we talked about the rule, the rule of what we call Molad Zarkin. The rule of Molad Zarkin is that if the before 1800 hours, which is noon in Eretz Yisrael, or again, I would say in Eretz Yisrael, depending on which track you had, but if you had now the Molad before 1800 hours, so then it's possible, we said, for the new moon, this is how Rashi understood it, for the new moon to be sighted that night. So the way he understood it was that there's only a 6-hour issue. Right, so in which case, maybe the Meilad, he was saying over here, maybe the Meilad indeed, this is Tosfos discussion now, based on that approach, maybe the Meilad was on the 30th day, before 1800 hours, in which case, you could have had the old moon and the new moon. Not in the same place, maybe, but for, you know, towards the east and towards the west. Again, as we explained over there in the Balamor showed us that that's not what it means. It's referring to the theoretical ability to be Raya, the moon, at the furthest point, 270 degrees away is what we're talking about, up to the international date line. Wasn't talking about that where you are, you could see the moon. Yeah, and that makes a great deal of sense. Lemaisa translating that idea into our luach, it doesn't really work. There are those who hold that we're talking about the next day. So 1880, it's really talking about the way our luach works out is we can have Rosh Chodesh, if the Mola itself was on before 1800 hours, the day before. Right? So that's how we're koveyed. Those who don't learn that way, it turns out that their definition of the Mola Zaken in the Gemara is different than the definition of Mola Zaken as it's been absorbed in the calendar. But I pointed out to you that that's not so rare. We spoke about this before, and that a lot of the issues that are brought up here that don't apply to Halacha in terms of Kiddush Al Pi Ari'iyah have been taken and set into the calendar. And we'll see there's another issue over here that's going to come up that's just like this problem.
So the Balmar was a potential sighting.
Well, the Balmar is a potential sighting anywhere on the globe.
Rashi
is talking about local site.
Local, actual
site. Actual site. Omar Lai Rebbe L'Rebbe Chia. Zil Ein Tav. What I want you to do is go to Ein Tav. Now Rashi learns that the question over here was that this event where people had seen the moon, they were going to end up saying things about Rebbe, and he didn't want people talking about the fact that they had made it Rosh Chodesh. So he said, go to Ein Tav, which is a separate city away from Sipari, and go be Mekadesh the Areach over there. And if you did it, send me a coded reference to that Kiddush, a siman. Send me a note that says, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, which of course has become now embedded in our Kiddush HaKodesh. It's amazing how these little stories become like part of your life. I just said it tonight. I mean, Kiddush HaLevana. Why did he choose that as a siman? Because David HaMelech, the Malchus of Yisrael, is compared to the moon, though it's feminine. It's Asir Hadesh. So all of those things are merumas over here, and I want to see that siman, then I'll know that it's really from you. But others learn that Ein Tav, and it's clear in the Tosefta, Ein Tav was the place that was kavua for the B'digas Eidim and for Kiddush HaLevana. It wasn't just this one event.
Like
some, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Ayin
like Tov, good place to see it. Of course, the Tzedek has all these, the Ishbitzer has these, the Ayin Tov result, relationship of Ayin Tov to David Melchor, Kakayo, who had Yefei Nayim, the Gemara says, so that was connected. Yeah, that's a whole piece of the name. So, and others learn, Rashi brings it, maybe it was a time of Shmad, that's why he told him to go to Ayin, that the Romans had been those who were against Kiddush HaKodesh, one of their favorite activities, good, turn around. So one time it was cloudy. And they saw the moon on the 29th. Okay, so everybody said, okay, great. Dark, needed it. And indeed, the Bezdin wanted to go ahead and be Makadosh HaChodesh. Said Rabbi Gamliel to them, Omar lam Rabban Gamliel, kach bekublani mi beit avi abba. This can't be Rosh Chodesh. Can't be the moon. Because ein kidusha shel levana, puta mi esrim itisha. There's no way that you could have the molad less than 29 and a half days as of an hour and 73 halakim. Now the way that we our koveya our luach is based on this one line. This is the secret of our entire calendar. Okay, so that the way in which the modern way of saying this is to split it only into the 29 days, 12 hours, and since we use the Chalokim, which are 1080 of an hour, there's no point in saying what he said, the 40 minutes. That's irrelevant. So therefore, we have a Tashtzag, 793 Chalokim. So the Simen for the Molad is Choftet, dash, Yudbeit, dash, Tovshin Tzadik Gimel. Okay, which means 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 1080ths of an hour. That is the molad of the calendar every single month from the time that Hillel Hasheni was koveya the calendar.
Is the last one translated into English?
793.
12, 11, 793.
No. Yeah, I mean, you get closer. Yeah. But what's the point? This is what you got to remember. This is what you got to remember. It's 12. Is 29, 12, 793. So now this Gemara is extremely problematic because obviously the moon doesn't have a particular orbit. So for Rabbi Gamliel to come along and to say this is ridiculous, couldn't possibly have happened. It's not, after all, 29, 12, 793. Especially considering that he himself, Rabbi Gamliel, just admitted that you can't trust the moon for anything. So what's he coming along saying? So now there's a beautiful, beautiful chapter by the Ibn Ezra, who wrote a whole book, his Sefer HaYibum, in which he was talking about this Gemara. He was talking about our old nemesis, which is the question of the 1800 hours thing, right? So he says like this. His way of understanding the 1800 hours is that if, again, remember, it's a big question whether you're talking about the real Molad in that Gemara, or you're talking about what we call the Molad Ha'imumutsa, the average Molad, the mean Molad, right? He says we're talking about, indeed, the mean Molad. The reason that we say 1800 hours is because the minimal time in good conditions of seeing the new moon is 20 hours, depending on all the best conditions, 20 hours.
After the Molad, after the median?
No, nothing to do with me, after the real Molad.
After the real Molad, 20 hours.
After the real Molad. So the 20 hours after the real Molad. Now, if the median Molad is at its maximal during Tishrei, differentiation from the real Molad, then you have an additional 14 hours. As I mentioned to you, the real Molad can differ from the Molad Amtsai up to 14 hours. So if you have 6 hours until the night, you really have 20 hours till the night in that month. The point being, then the Gemara says, La Kushe Eini, how is it now, that's the big problem. How can the Molad HaMemutza ever be used to say that the Einim are liars, since the Einim are talking about the real moon? They're not talking about a theoretical moon, they're talking about that thing up there that shines. So therefore, the Eben Ezra says, no, that's the point. You're given the Molad HaMemutza, the Molad HaMtzai, and then you take that as your starting point, make the Cheshvan for the height of the ecliptic, the distinction of the moon's orbit for this particular time in its 18 sol-point cycle, and how far it was different, what time of the year it is, etc., 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 and then figure out if they could be telling the truth. Now, according to the Eben Ezra, by the way, that explains why the put-down of Shmuel was so positive. Because when he asked Shmuel, so do you know what it means? And Shmuel said, no. He said, well, if you don't know that, basically you don't know anything. Because if you can't figure out that as a starting position, if the Molad was later than 1800 hours, then the Edom can't be telling the truth. And you can't, and you don't have to make any more explanations. Then you have less than 20 hours where you will not have that level of visibility. You don't know that. You don't know anything. What are you going to go be koveah when you can't recognize that simple fact? According to him, it turns out to be a very powerful statement, if you don't know what that means, right? But now that means in our Gemara, the Eben Ezra would learn exactly the same way. All the Rebbe Gamliel was saying is, of course, no matter how you learn, there's a big problem in his saying, the month is never less than, which is ridiculous, that's not true. Of course the month was not. He himself just said it. You have to understand that there was some other shita about the Molad HaMtzai. And he's saying, look, there is no way that it could be less than this. That is absolutely accurate. Those other cheshbonos that have it less are wrong.
For the MCE.
For the MCE. This is the accurate MCE. And Lamaisa, it is remarkably accurate. Remember that nobody can really give you a good MCE because it's always changing, right? In other words, if you ask somebody today, they can give you only an average of their observation, but they can't give you an algorithmic average. So the fact that he came up with this average and that it has worked well enough on this level to keep us in tune so that we never have a time in which there would be a re'iyah of the Molad at a point where it's not yet time for the Molad is a nice testament to the accuracy of Rebbe Gamliel's Messiah. So we have over here, basically, Rebbe Gamliel saying not that I know for a fact, because that's the Molad HaMtzai, that it couldn't have been seen. I know, after taking into consideration this accurate Molad HaMtzai and making the corrections for the current status, that it couldn't have been seen. That's what he was saying. Which, according to Ibn Ezra, is what we were always talking about.
This is the third position.
That's the way that... Yeah,
this is
there's 18 different major ways. So he said to them, I'm telling you right now, there's no way that they saw that moon. Now that day, Ben Zaza's mom died, okay? Some kind of nightclub back with Ben Zaza. And Rebbe Gamliel made this big aspid for Ben Zaza's mom. Now, Ben Zaza's mom was not exactly a famous figure. I mean, lo mipnei shruya lekach. There wasn't really any need to make a big hesped, but he made a hesped so that everybody would know it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. If it was Rosh Chodesh, you'll make a hesped on Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, lo mipnei shruya lekach. She wasn't really roy that Rebbe Gamliel should make a big hesped for. Alekadeshi edu am shlo kitchu beitin ata chodesh. Since everybody was convinced that it must be Rosh Chodesh, he wanted everybody to know the truth. All right, so then we had in the Mishnah, Holach Rabbi Akiva, the language is really weird. It says in the Mishnah, Holach Umatzao, Rabbi Akiva Meitzah. Which sounds like Rabbi Yeshua went and found Rabbi Akiva miserable. Right, which is a little bit strange. What does Rabbi Akiva's misery have to do with it? So ask the Gemara, how do you read that, please? Who is miserable? Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yeshua makes it? Tashman, the Brisa makes it clear. The Tanya, Holach Rabbi Akiva, Umatzola Rabbi Yeshua Kishum Meitzah. Rabbi Akiva had come to visit, he was a Talmud, so he came to visit Rabbi Yeshua. And he found him very upset. Amala Rebbe Nipnei Ma'at HaMeitzar. What is this? What's going on over here? That you're so miserable. So he said to him, you know, Akiva, Ra'uilo Lipol Mitash Nema Tachodesh Vahib Zor Lom Zeruzo. I'd rather be sick for a year. Oh, shoot. I forgot to press your number.
That's my number.
I went by Richie in Finland. And then we started a half an hour before.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Richie's got to stay away from me.
I called you. I called yourself. I'm so sorry because I have it split. Finland. So I really feel terrible. Well, no, I was going to tell him it's the third. So it says over there, Rabbi Akiva said to him, Amalo. So Rabbi Yeshua said to him, Akiva, let me tell you something. If I was sick for a year, then he wouldn't expect me to come. I mean, I'm telling you, I'd rather be sick for a year than to have this to go. What am I going to do now? I'm in between a rock and a hard place. If I go, I'm going to be in Hal Yom Kippur. I don't know. I'm going to be undermining best. I'm going to get my. I don't know what. Amalo, so Rabbi Akiva said to him, Rabbi, Sheni lo marlo fanecha davar achat shli maratani. It would be okay if I could tell you something that I basically learned from you. Amalo emor, go ahead. Amarlo, he said, you have three psukim basically in the story of the Moad, right? You have Ela Moad, Hashem Mikroi Kedesh, Hashem Tikru Otam, the Moadam, it's spelled Otam without the Vav. You have Darbero Bnei Yisrael, Amarta, Le Moad, Hashem Hashem Tikru Otam, Mikroi Kedesh. And then you also have the beautiful closing of the whole Sugya, the oil of Mincha Zevach and the Sachim, so there are lots of Zelam Adi Hashem, Hashem Tikru Otam, without the Vav, three times, Otam without the Vav, it's Atem, Shalosh Bami, what is it coming to tell? Atem Afilu Shogim. You go ahead, you made a mistake, all right, fine. Atem Afilu Mezid, it doesn't matter even if Lomaisi went ahead and you purposely did it, like you had before, my Malay. Atem Afilu Mutain, even if somebody fooled you with Ede Sheker, it would still be a perfectly kosher Kiddush Shekhar. So what's the problem? So make a mistake. It's Rosh Chodesh anyway. Koloshin Azeh Amarlo Akiva Nichamtani. I tell you, just managed to take a load off my mind like I can't. Bala it's a Reb Dosa Ben Hur. Who's Tana Rabban? Lom Lonit Parshush Matam Shazakedim Alala. Why is it that the names of all of those kedim with Meisher Rabbeinu are not given to us? Shelo Yomar Adam. We don't want people saying what this guy Ploni Kamosha Aaron. I'm supposed to pay attention to his sock. This guy's like Meisher Aaron. This guy's like Nadav Aviu. This guy's like Eldad who made that. Who is this guy? And furthermore, Vayomer Shmuel al Hashem, he says to Aaron, Vayomer Shmuel al Aam, Hashem asher atzat Moshevet Aaron. And it goes on to say, Vayishlach Hashem Yerubal, that Bedan, that Yiftach, that Shmuel. He says, God has done all these wonderful things. So he sent Moshe and Aaron and Yerubal and Bedan and Yiftach and Shmuel. Now Yerubal is Gidon. Lamanik Shmuel Yerubal, Shasamri Vaim Abal. The whole thing he started up with the Baal to get himself into trouble. Bedan is Shimshon, it's called Bedan, Dati Medani Kamsudan. Yiftach is Yiftach. Shmashmoa. Now, it says on the other hand, Moshe Aaron Bekoanav, Shmuel Bekorei Shemo. So in other words, now we're saying that Shmuel is the equivalent of Moshe Aaron. And on the other hand, it says over here, Yerubal, Bedan, and Yiftach. It means that we're putting together the three greatest, Moshe, the Aaron Bekoanav, Shmuel Bekorei Shemo, together with the three rather strange personalities that are a little bit weird. I mean, they certainly don't belong in the same category. You know, these guys are they're funny people. So we're putting together the Shakala Katov Shloshek Kalayot Lamikir Shloshek Omurayot. We're going to put the three low-class Dayanim over here together with Meisher Aaron. Come on. What's the point of that? Omar Lecha, the teacher. Yerubal Bedoro Kemoshe Bedoro. Bedan Bedoro Ke Aaron Bedoro. Yiftach medoro kishmua medoro. L'olam d'chosha, afil kal shebekalim. Look, the guy could be the simplest person in terms of his behavior. When itmana parnasa batzibur, and he was defined now as the abezdin, whatever, ariyah kabir shabayrim. Abirim, he's like the knight, shebenites. Furthermore, we see the same thing. It says, ubatala kohanim alaviyim, alaviyim vela shofet asheyeh bayamim ahim. Explain to me. V'chi ta'alel datchash adam alech etzal adayan shelo yeh bayam biyamav. I mean, what, did the person think perhaps that he's supposed to need a time machine in order to go to court? The Torah says, go to somebody who's in your time. I want to go to somebody not in my time. What kind of person is that? Ela, it's coming to teach me that ein lecha leilech, ela yitza shofet biyamav. That this is what's appropriate, this is what's correct, and that's the only place you should be going. You shouldn't be dreaming about a time machine. Furthermore, it says, Al tomar mahaya shayamim arishonim hayutavim me'ela. A person should not ask, why were things better in the old days? And Rashi says, you have to incorporate the end of Vasikovsky, lo michol chumash alta. He says, not too smart to ask that kind of question, obviously, because you're idiots. Meaning, so what's Rashi driving? Meaning that the generation gets the kind of leaders it deserves. You're an idiot, so what do you expect? You're going to go to Moshe Rabbeinu. Nota maklamo tav biyado. And so he took his cell phone and he drove to see Yom Kippur. He drives up to see Rabbi Gamliel. Turn around, Kivan Shara Auto. And Rabbi Gamliel saw him driving up the driveway. Amad biki so nishkar rosho amalo shalom alecha Rabbi v'talmidi. Rabbi shilimad etani torah berabim v'talmidi. Shani gozer alecha gzeira v'atani kaimak etalmid. Amazing. Ashrei ador shagdolim nishmaim. It's a wonderful generation where instead of getting into politics and arguing, they listen to what they need to listen to, even from a person who's smaller than they is, as I am to you. It's a kavachomer that the ktanim would listen to the gdolim. I mean, obviously it's a chiyuv for a kot to listen to a gdol. No, in other words, it means the impact will be to create a kavachomer. Since they see the elders listening, even to the Kanim when they are the ones in power, so the Kanim will say, oh, Kavachomer, how much did we have to do to listen to the Bezdin? Hadron Alachim Einan Makirin. Ro'uhu Beitin V'chol Yisrael. All of Beit Din sees the new moon. Everybody is standing there. Nechkeru Haedim, we even put the witnesses through their questions. And we ran out of time. Lo ispiku lomar mekudash. Achechashecha? Too late. As we saw earlier, Reze Mu'ubar. The month is already Mu'ubar. Ra'u Beit Din Bevad. In another circumstance, I'll connect these two completely different Mishnayim. If a Beit Din, on their own, without anyone there, see a new moon. Then Yamdu Shnayim. V'ya'idu Bifneihem. V'yomru mikudash mikudash. The two members can go now and be made, even though they all saw them. So why can't they just be koveya the moon based on what they saw? That the Gemara is going to ask. For some reason, it says over there, two of them are going to have to be made. How about if there were only three people altogether? Now, two people come to be made, and then you don't have a bezdin. Then what do you do? So the Hain Beidin, if the bezdin were the three people, Yamdu Ashnai, two of them should get up to be aiding. Yoshivu Mechavereim Etzel Yachid. They should bring other people now to make the bezdin. The Aydu Lifnei. They should be made about the moon in front of the three. The Yomru Mikudash Mikudash Sheina Yachid Neeman Ayatei Atzmo. We cannot allow a single Dayan to be the one who says Mekudash. We need to have three people that are there. Now, what's the point now? Lamali Lamita Ru Beitin V'chol Yisrael. What does the Kol Yisrael add? I mean, it says the best in Sa'ad. You know how many other people are there? No, the point is like this. As we said earlier, I might have thought that Hovro Ubeitin V'chol Yisrael, because this thing was so public, so now we got a real problem. Ifarsim Allah, now it becomes now a very well-known Rosh Chodesh. We shouldn't let the month be Mu'ubar. What we should do is that tomorrow we should retroactively be Mekadosh the previous day as Rosh Chodesh. I mean, everybody took for granted. They all saw it, but I think we're idiots. So maybe in Okinami we should not be Ma'abar the Chodesh Kamash Malon, since we didn't get a chance to say Mu'ubar, that it's indeed Mu'ubar. I mean, that's Mekadosh, it's indeed Mu'ubar. So I don't get it. What What did you add by saying Nechkeru Eidim? What's this Nechkeru Eidim? Lomali, why mention that? Everybody saw it. So, what are we going to be choker then? We saw them see it. So why are we mentioning that? We could have been, as we'll see, we could have actually been mentioned ourselves if it was at a time that was still time of the day. No, it's before the thousands. You're misunderstanding the case. There's two separate cases here. Either Ra'u Beitin V'chol Yisrael, or in another case, Beitin was going through the Chakirat Ha'idim. V'lo Yispiku Lomar Mekudash Achecha Shecha Areze Me'ubar. So, I understand. Isn't that clear? If you're telling me in the Mishnah that it was too late, Hareza Me'ubar, so why are you mentioning Lama Lamitnaya Chakirat Ha'idim Klal? What's the point of the Chakirat Ha'idim? You're telling me that under no circumstances can, if I don't say Mikudash, can I now go ahead, even if everybody saw it? That's what you just said. Now you're telling me that in a case where nobody saw, but we have the witnesses, we also can't. Of course we can't. Why wouldn't we? It's even less. Well, why bother mentioning this case, Bichlal? Ah, no, there's a big chiddush in this case. Ha! And therefore, likeche belaila midedave adine momenes. In dine momenes, you're not allowed to have a din at night, but if you start the din during the day, and if the session extends into night, you can continue the session. So over here, the gemar din is saying mikudash. The tchilat din is dealing with the witnesses, so if I started during the day, I would have thought, in this case, I don't have to say mikudash before the sunset, because I already started, so here maybe I should. And we know by dine momenes that's the case, that's done. Dine momenes danin bayom, v'gomrim balayla. So if that's the case, hachinami mekachim balayla, we should be able to do it at night. Gomash run, you can't do it at night. Hey, v'im hachinami, maybe you should. Actually, now that you brought it up, it's a good story. Why can't you? Why isn't it the same as the gemar din that could continue into the night? Ah, that's because Omar Kra, ki chok li Yisrael hu, mishpat elokei Yaakov. Now, at what point do we call something the chok? And this was a reference, of course, to Kesel Yom Chagin, it's talking about the Kiddush HaKodesh. So it's telling you the chok obviously is the psak, the gemar din. We're defining it. That's the chok. And nonetheless, the Torah is calling it over here mishpat. Now, mishpat, we know has to do with the day. It has to be in the day, the mishpat element. Even though that's the chok, that's the gemar din. So it's telling you the gemar din in this case must be bayom, no matter what. In which case, here, the fact that we started dealing with the eidim doesn't change anything. Afachanami bayom, just like any other mishpat. Ra'uhu beit din, yamdu shnayim ve'idu bifnei. Does that make sense? Amai. Lo te shmiya gedola miriya. I don't say it. I'm sitting here. I'm a person. I see the moon. What do I need somebody to tell me? I saw the moon, you idiot. I'll be Makadisha myself. What do I need you? Omer Rabbi Zera, this is not the same case as the case of the Mikudash later on. It's talking about over here that it's nighttime already. If it's nighttime, I cannot act on what I saw, right? So all I can do is act on the recreation of what I saw. But the fact that I know it, I can't make a psak in Bezin based on what I know. I can only make it on what I see. I mean, if we could make a psak on what I know, I would be able to accept circumstantial evidence too. I know for a fact there was nobody in this room but you and the guy who's now dead with a knife in his chest. And you're telling me I can't convict you because I didn't see it. And that's the bit. I know it's you. So here too, I know that the moon is new. Okay, you know. What good is that going to do? The only thing that can be done is someone has to be made. But the only ones who saw it was Bezdin. Okay, so let two members of Bezdin get up and let them become the witnesses. So we're talking over here. Kegon shira'u ba'layla. They saw it at night. Okay, to be continued. To do a quick chazara. You have to get home to see him. Ma'aseh shebo'oshnayim v'amrulinu shacharit b'mizrach v'arvit v'ma'arav v'amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri yedi shekerim kishebo'o li'avne kiblan v'amrulinu v'od bo'oshnayim v'amrulinu b'zmano v'leli buro lo nira. The Kiblan Rub Gamli of Omer Rabbi Tos Ben Orkney said, "A sheker and Echme Eden Allah Isha Shialda, Ulamachal Kreisa Ben Shinea, Mala Rabbi Yeshua, Royani Edvarecha, Sholok Rab Gamli of Kuzrani Alecha, Shetavo et Sleep and Makal Kabum or Techa Biyama Kippurim, Shechal Yot Pecheshbon Tcha, Alachum Mitzah, O Rabbi Akiva Mitzah, O Marlo Yeshu, the Mochkoma Shasar Rab Gamli of Osui, Shinama Elam Oadea Shemikra Kodesh, Asher tikrotam
בין בזמנן, בין שלא בזמנן, אין לי מועדות אלא אלו. לא, לא, אצל רבי דוסי בן הורקנס. אמר לו, אם באים אנו לדון אחר בית דינו של גמליאל, צריכים אנו לדון אחר כל בית דין ובית דין שעמד ממות משה עד עכשיו. שם הוויהו משה והארון, נדב ואביהו ושבעים מזקני ישראל, למה לא נתפרשו שמותם של זקנים? אבל לא למד שכל שלושה ושלושה שעמדו בית דין על ישראל, הרי הוא כבית דינו של משה. נטל מקלו נרטב בידו, הוא הלך ליבנה אצל רבי גמליאל ביום שחל יום הכיפורים להיות בחשבונו. עמד רבי גמליאל נשקו על ראשו, אמר לו, בואו בשלום רבי ותלמידי, רבי בחוכמה, תלמידי שקיבלת את דבוריי. תני אמר להם רבי גמליאל, חכמים כך מקודלני מבית אבי אבא, פעמים שבא בארוחה, פעמים שבא בקצרה. אמר רבי יוחנן, מה הייתה עם הדבר רבי? הכתיב, עשה ירח למועדים, שמש ידע מבואו, שמש עוד ידע מבואו, ירח לא ידע מבואו. ובכי אחזי לסייר עד אבי קוי בצפר ל-29, שוקל כמה פותק בק, אמר, get out of here, לאור תבין על הקידושי בך, ועד קיימת לך, זיל יחצה. אמר רבי לרבי חי, זיל אינתה וקד שלו ירחה, ושולח לסימונה דוד מלך ישראל, חי וקיים. תנו רבנו פעם אחת נתקשו שמיים באבים ונראית דמות לבנה ב-29 לחודש כספורים העם לומר ראש חודש ביקשו בית דין לקדשו אמר להם רבי גמליאל כך לגמרני מבית אבי הבא אין חידושה של לבנה בחוטה מ-29 יום ומחתו שני שלישי שעה ויין ג' חלקים באותה יום ניתה אמא של בן זזה והספיד הרב גמליאל הספד גדול לא מפני שראויה לכך אלא כדי שידעו העם שלא קידשו בית דין את החודש שלח רבי עקיבא מצאו מצאר היבא אלו מי מצאר רבי עקיבא מצאר רבי ישוע מצאר תשמע דתניה הלך רבי עקיבא מצאו לרבי יהושע כשהוא מצאר אמר לו רבי מפני מה אתה מצאר אמר לו עקיבא ראוי לו שיפול מיטה 12 חודש והגזר עליו גזר הזו אמר לו רבי תפשיני הוא אמר לפניך דבר אחד שלמדתני אמר לו אמו אמר לו הרי הוא אומר אתם שלוש פעמים אתם אפילו שוגדים אתם אפילו מזידים אתם אפילו מועטים מוטעים ולשון הזה אמר לו רבי אמר לו עקיבא ניחמתני בוא לו אצל רבי דוס בן הורקנס תרבן למה לא נתפר ששמותם של זקנים הללו שלא יאמר אדם פלוני כמו שביירון פלוני כנדה ואביהו, פלוני כאלדד ומידד. פרדמור, זה זה יום השמול על העם, השם אשר עשה את משה ואת אהרון, ומבי שלח השם את ירובל ואת בדן ואת יפתח ואת שמואל, ירובל זה גדעון, ולמה נקשמו ירובל שסמרי ואין בעל, בדן זה שמשון, ולמה נקשמו בדן דת מידן, יפתח כמשמעו ואומר, when it mentioned Shmuel know who you're talking about Moshe ויארון בכהניו ושמואל בקורא שמו שקל הכתוב שלושה קלי עולם כשלושה חמורי עולם לומר לך ירובל בדורו כמשה בדורו בדן בדורו כארון בדורו יפתח בדורו כשמואל בדורו ולמדך שאפילו קל שבקלים ולתמנה פרנס על הציבור הרי הוא כאוויר שבאווירים ואומר ובאת אל הכהנים הלווים עליו השופט אשר יהיה בימים ההם. Well, what did you expect? וכי תעלה על דעתך שאדם הולך אצל דיין שלו יהיה בימיו. אין לך ללך אלא אצל שופט בימיו. That's what's appropriate. ואומר אל תומר מה היה שהימים הראשונים היו טובים מאלה. נוטה אמר כלום אותיו ביודות הרבן כמי שראה אותו עמד בכיסא ונשקו ראשו ואמר לו שלום עליך רבי ותלמידי רבי שלימדתני תורה ורבים ותלמידי שאני גוזר עליך וגזירה ואתה מקיימה כתלמיד אשרי הדור שהגדולים נשמעים לקטנים קל וחומר קטנים לגדולים בואו נמיד קל וחומר ידיד הקל וחומר זה חייב גדול לא, מי מתוך שהגדולים נשמעים לקטנים נושאים הקטנים קו החומר בעצמם, to do the same. עד ונלכים אינן מכירים. ראו ביתים וכל ישראל נחקרו העדים ולא הספיקו לומר מקדש עד שחשיך. הרי זה נעובה. ראו ביתים בלבד ימדו שניים ועידו בפניהם ויאמרו מקודש, מקודש. ראו שלושה ואין ביתים ימדו שניים יושבים מחבריהם אצל יחיד ויעידו בפניהם ויאמרו מקודש, מקודש. שאין היחיד נאמן על ידי עצמו. לא אומרים במתני ראו ביתין וכל ישראל. יצחק זק דרך מן העוברו בית ישראל. בית דין אין כל ישראל, יפרס מלו, and therefore you can't be מעברת כמש מלו. וכיוון נתן הראו בית דין וכל ישראל, why do we need נחקרו העדים? הוא אמר לי, הוכי כמה, in a different case, if נחקרו העדים, ולא יספיק על מה מקודש, איזה מעובר. Yeah, but who cares? I mean, כיוון נתן עד שחשכה, הרי זה מעובר, who cares whether it's best or עדים? לא מלו למצלח חקירת העדים כלל, it's irrelevant. It's not irrelevant. יצריך סעק דעתך מן הטבי חקירת עדים, the equivalent of תחילת דין, and therefore it should be מקודש like the גמר דין and like תשב הלילה. מי ידע, והיה דיני מומנס, תצען דיני מומנס דנה ביום וקום בלילה, so therefore חינמי, we should be דנה ביום ומקד שבלילה. כמה השקולן? You know what? That's such a good point. Why isn't it true? אימא חינמי. אמר קרא כי חוק לישראל הוא משפט אלו יעקב. When is the חוק לישראל? The Gemara Din, the Kakar Lerachman Mishpat, just like Mishpat is Bayom Afochanam is Bayom. Ra'u Beidin Yamdu Shnayim Ve'idu Bifneihem. How could the testimony be better than their own Re'iyah? Lo Teishmiyah Gedolah Mire'iyah. Omer Rabbi Zera, it's talking about that they originally were Ra'u Balayla.